One of the largest parts of Tanglewood's 75-year legacy comes from the hard work and awesome talent on display by the Tanglewood Fellows. As you walk along Tanglewood's meandering paths, it's easy to miss a series of small wooden shacks nestled amongst the pine trees.
But it is within these structures that the Tanglewood Music Center Fellows hone their craft and learn from the masters.
Since the beginning, talented young musicians from around the country and around the globe have been coming to the Berkshires to study with some of the best musicians in the world.
You know, today we welcome back our good friend Ellen Heistein, the director of the Tanglewood Music Center. I like to think of it as a camp, to share the TMC's participation in tonight's event and wrapping up the season. Ellen, thank you for being here, as always.
And thank you for asking me. It's always a delight.
We love having you here.
We do.
You get to show off tonight, don't you?
Yeah, among a lot of other people. Yeah. But yes, I think that I like to think of it as a TMC show. And certainly in terms of just minutes put end to end, which you guys always think about, we probably are on display more than almost anybody else. We have a 2:30 performance by our cello ensemble, which is all the cellos of the TMC. And they perform everything from Sousa to Rossini.
Wow.
Yeah, that's great. And then 3:30, we have a piano recital with all of our pianists on display, and then at 5 o'clock, a vocal program, and 8 o'clock, brass fanfares, and then, of course, we're part of the orchestras all the time that starts at 8:30.
So just for our listeners, I think it's important that we remind them that these musicians, while, as we say, learning from the masters and everything else, are among the best musicians in the world themselves.
They absolutely are, and I have some good testimonials about that, because yesterday they had their rehearsals with Christoph von Dohnányi and with Lauren Mazel, both of whom, by the way, were TMC students in 1952. That was a good class.
That was a good class.
It was a good class, so that when each of them came off the stage yesterday after having worked with them, they said respectively, gosh, they're wonderful, and the other said something like, you are a great orchestra, which he said to them. That was Christoph's comment. And they are.
Now,
just incredible.
I'm sorry, Ellen, but unlike the BSO, which melts because they're together all this time, these people show up from various parts of the world and have to learn each other and don't have that benefit that the BSO has.
That's true. But the learning curve is very, very quick. I don't know if anybody's talked to on this program much about Tanglewood time.
Go ahead.
But we do refer to Tanglewood time as being a model in which every day lasts about a week, and the whole summer lasts about 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And I'm, you know, in the last minute of the 15 minutes right now, but it really is extraordinary how much is packed into every day. You get to the evening, you can barely remember the morning.
So are you working up to, I mean, when you look at today and as you said, put all the minutes together of how much you are on display, are you really working toward this moment all season long where you say, okay, we're getting to this point, or is this in some ways just another day?
Oh, it's certainly not just another day. It's very, very exciting for everyone, certainly for me, and certainly for all the students who've been preparing for it. But, you know, each one of our performances, each one of our interactions with the public has been a major milestone for them. But in terms of what you were talking about, Ellen, where they have to meld as a group, each one of these events becomes even more honed and even more pointed towards that becoming a great ensemble. And of course, the sad part, I guess from my point of view, is that come to the end of the season, they have perhaps become one of the great orchestras in the country, and then they go away, and that's it. And, you know, Brigadoon happens again next year.
Have you got any great success stories? I was thinking about this the other day because, you know, there are a lot of not-for-profits and social work agencies, and instead of just saying, and then we spent, and well, it's, they always tell you the story of Juan, or they tell you the story of, in other words, it's, and they put a face on it. Is there any great face you can give us this year?
Who do you keep in touch with?
Or has anything happened this year, Joe, in which somebody came running up to you saying, Ellen, I can't wait to tell you?
You know, it happens a lot, and it happens so much it's hard to single out one. I just gave you two, right? The two maestros from 52 who are here conducting the BSO and are recognized as two of the great international conducting stars. You just had Elizabeth Rowe on the show, and she was, of course, a fellow in 1996.
She's great.
And she is great. Perhaps a third of the Boston Symphony are TMC fellows, so that synergy is there from the beginning. You know, it's remarkable to see how many of the wonderful fellows that have trained here have gone on to careers of great significance and to form also the bedrock of musical activities in this country and abroad.
But I'm talking about this year in this group. Has anybody come and knocked at your tent and said, Ellen, I've just
nice
been,
tent, Ellen.
I've just been asked to be the of the
The answer is yes, and the answer is I can't remember right at the moment.
No,
I mean, I know a couple of our fellows have just gotten major orchestra jobs, and I'm blanking on who they are. Somebody has a job in the St. Louis Symphony. Another has a job in a Canadian orchestra.
That's great.
This is Tanglewood on Parade Day. I can barely remember my name.
So nobody's made you cry this summer?
No one has made me cry, no.
Well, we're not going to start
unless
now.
Unless happiness, just, yes.
Pure happy. Joy.
Yes, pure joy.
The exactly. Tanglewood Music Center Fellows will be performing tonight and for the rest of the season. For the full schedule, you can visit tanglewood.org, tanglewood.org. Director Ellen Heistein, I want to thank you so much for joining us. It's always a delight to have you with us.
Yeah, it's a great pleasure. Thank you, guys.
Have a wonderful time tonight.
Thank you. We will. Very proud
of what you do. Up next, we'll celebrate John Williams. You're listening to the Roundtable's live broadcast from Tanglewood on WAMC.